Hey kid, wake up and answer this question. Who made you? That's right. God made you. The one true, perfect God created you. When a talented artist creates a painting, everyone notices how great it is. When an incredible singer sings a song, we all hear how beautiful the song is. The awesome, perfect, indescribable God created you. I hope you know just how awesome you are. My friend Haley wants to talk to you some more about that after today's hilarious joke.
Hey kid, where do you learn to make banana splits? Sunday school.
Hey kid, this is Haley, and it's time for you to wake up. This week, we are talking about the truth that God created you. Everyone has something they don't like about themselves, something they would change if they could. Everybody sometimes wishes they were different. Maybe you like to be taller or faster or better at math. Maybe some days you wish your hair was a different color or you didn't have to wear glasses. If it was up to you, maybe you'd be the best at every sport, smartest in every class, the tallest, the strongest, the funniest. Maybe sometimes you wish you were completely different. We've been talking this week about the truth that God made you. We've spent some time learning that we didn't come from nothing and we did not evolve from animals. God created the first people and we all came from them. I just want to make sure you know that God didn't just create Adam and Eve, then sit back and wait to see what kind of people came after that. God creates every single person. He chooses their hair color and eye color. He chooses their strengths and weaknesses. He chooses the families they'll be born into, their body types, even the size of their nose and the place for each freckle. In Psalm 139, verse 14 through 16, David writes about how God knew all about him as he was creating him. He planned exactly what David would be like, choosing and causing all of it. The Holy Spirit himself inspired David to say in verse 14, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." David understood what I want you to understand. God made him, and that means he is awesomely and wonderfully made.